Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur in the subject of Loba Shamayim. In the previous shiur, we had loads of kashas, and Amir Tashem. Now we will get to the Yesod Hadvarim. The Yesod is like this: that we say Loba Shamayim doesn't mean that in Shamayim they can't express an opinion. Pshat is that this Hachra, the Hachra of Shamayim, is not Mechayev us, even though it came in a Shamayim. Because who gets the Hachra? Who is right to choose? The Chachamim. And a Hachra that's not Mitzad the Chachamim isn't Mechayev B'Torah. And that's apparently Pshat in Tosif Amos Daf Yud Dalet. That even though the Machlokes Rebbe Lossin the Rabban and they weren't Mashgiach B'Vaskol, because of Lo B'Shamayim, nevertheless the Machlokes B'Sham Beis Hillel, we pass him like Beis Hillel, I'll be the Baskol. Why? My Haim, what's Pshat? Sometimes yes, Baskol, sometimes no. The answer is because there the Rabbanan were the Roiv. And remember, you can't file the basketball against the Rove. Mashen gave me a chokas Beisham Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel was the Rove. We're just mesubik. Maybe we file a Beisham, maybe because they're sharper. In such an instance, you can file the basketball. I ain't Shem B'Toysis. But Toysis 4, Darfal Ben Ahezber. What's Pshat in Toysis? So if not for the basketball, we wouldn't have filed a Beis Hillel. Because maybe we should go after those who are sharper, not the Rove. So how do we follow a basketball? Loba Shemaimi, the Kesef Mishnah Yisod Yatorah, Perek Tes Lach Gimel, asks in the Rambam, who says you should never listen to a Navi B'Divrei Torah. So Tosis Kash is Shver, and you can't answer the Teretz of Tosis, that sometimes you do listen to a Baskol. So Ram says you don't listen to a Baskol. I ain't Shem in the Kesef Mishnah. So he blives with the Tzarechiyun. But we still have a problem not only with the Rambam, we have a problem with Tosis. How can Tosis say, sometimes you file the Baskol, says, you know, when do you? Because anyway, we had a Suffolk. So we can file the Baskol. Yeah, but Sof Kol Sof, you're following a Baskol, Loba Shemaimi. Rav Chanan talks about this in Devarei Sofrim. Simen Hei, Os Tes, and Yud, and Os Yud Gimel. And we have another kasha. Why b'chal the Baskol come out? If Lo B'Shamayimi, do they not hold in Shamayim Lo B'Shamayimi? How can the Baskol come out? We know Lo B'Shamayimi. Are we any smarter than they are in Shemayim? Don't in Shemayim they know Lo B'Shamayim? Why does the Basko B'chal come out? And talking the Shita Mugubetz after the Tesla Mabez, B'nei Shem Nisim Gon, he asks this Kasha and he writes two Terutzim. Ayin Shem, we can say it like this. It could very well be that in Shemayim they think that Allah is a certain way. And they tell us. And they have every right to tell us. They're expressing, the Shemayim is expressing their opinion. But it's not Mechayim, somebody who Apidakei Torah Shebaal Peh doesn't agree. If you're Das, you're one of the Chachamei Torah Shebaal Peh and you think otherwise, you don't have to change your opinion based on Shemayim. And if there's a Halacha Echorah Ben Lahatos, Mashenki, when there's a Suffolk and it needs a Echorah, you can be Mechorah based on the Baskol. And Bash Das Shemayim, Lo Gar Mikol Das Acheris, is an opinion among opinions, a Choshev opinion. It's not a Mechorah opinion, it's not a decisive opinion, but it's an opinion. You just can't change Achra based on this opinion. But if you don't have Achra, then the Baskol, if it's 50-50, the Baskol can tip the scales. And that's Pshat. Mechuz Beisham Beis Hillel. Anyway, it's 50-50. You have a reason to go with Beis Hillel. So the Baskol is going to be Machriya. It's not Neged Achra Satara. And therefore you go up to the Baskol. So the Baskol comes out because it's expressing your opinion. Just not Koveh for us. And if we have a law against it, then we B'chal don't listen. Even though that's the opinion of Shemayim, just Rabbi Yeshua holds, and Mashgichim Bavasko, Klal, command the lesser dummy, Yavam Siyudal Ramad Aleph, Taitz Shem Divaschul Rabbi. That's it. And on this, Rabbi Nissen Gon had a good kasha. So why would the Basko come out? According to Rabbi Yeshua, command the lesser, then it shouldn't have come out. I ain't Shem the Tirutim of Rabbi Nissen Gon, Shishitim Gubetzis. V'alocha, we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore, Yesh Makom Lebasko, even though Terah Lebe Shemayimi. The Adover, like a going Reb David Yitzchak Mann, who we're basing the Shir on, as he points out, the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnah is a Mefurish like that. He writes, Sha'anovi k'shiyizbor svar v'yizbor k'moikein, Misha'enor novi b'svar v'yomar novi k'desh baruch umar like k'savar tzvar siyemes, lo'y sishma elav, rak elef nevim kulam k'elio v'lishu svar v'svar achas, v'el cham v'cham v'svar v'mhefecha svar ahi, achar ram lahatois, v'alok k'dibar el chacham v'chacham. So a Navi can be Sover as Svara, and somebody who's not a Navi Kibisoy Beresvara. And you don't have to listen to the Navi. You have 1,000 Avim. They're all like Eliyahu and Elisha. They have 1 Svara. And you have 1,001 against them. Acharam Lahatos. So their opinion's an opinion. Just it can't go against our rules of Acharam Lahatos. Mavur Shibazit. Sheyesh Mishum Achra. Yesh Achra B'divrei HaNavi. Just not neged HaLacha. It's going to be 50-50. It can be Machriya. Just not against our accepted rules. Our Dachei HaChachma. Lo Gara Achras HaNavi Me'Achras Chacham. It's no worse. What a Navi says and what a Chacham says. And the Rambam writes in Halacha Dalet there in Perek Tes, a chiyuv misa b'navi oimer halacha, even though a navi can be machriya, that's when the navi says shenitam lo b'nevuah shiasu kach v'kach. That's a nevuah sheker, because das shemaim is not mechayiv mitzvis. So it can't be that a nevuah was told to him lasas kach begeder sharnik get begeder shar nevuas. So writes the Avodas Hamelech. But a guy in Shaman Avodah Samelech, Aval Gilu Yadim Yishamayim Lenavi or Baskol, that's a tzad, that's a deya. It's just not Mechayiv Mitzad Shamayim. And therefore, Tosis Teretz is a good Teretz, even Ladas HaRambam. The Rambam also can answer that. The Rambam says you don't follow a Baskol to say that it's Mechayiv. But you do listen if we have anyway, you have to study them both ways. So it's also a tzad. The Rambam was talking about a Nevuah Mechayevus, that's Vadei Sheker. But that has nothing to do with Achorah Abbas call that you can follow. As long as it's not Neged, Achorah, Yud Gimel, Midos, Vedarkei HaChochma. Gevaldik. Look in the Aruch Lener and Yevamos, who explains, Kavanas HaToysis V'Teirutzam, that that Dalach is like Beis Hillel, is not else the Bas call. It's because we go after the Rov Gavra of Law Azlinam. We don't go Basar Machad Deitfe after those who are sharp. We don't go after Beis Shammai or a sharper. And then he asked in the Gemara in Erevin, Yud Gimel Amid Beis, why were Zoche Beis Hill Zoche like Wa'alacha Kamoisan? Because they said both opinions. They were Makdim Beis Shammai. It should have said because they were Rov. So if that's Shat and Tosis, that it's because they're Rov, then why does the Gemara in Erevin say it's because they're Rov? The Ramban in Sanhedrin Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, it's Mefurish. Shigam lahalocha. There's a nidon of Rov Chachma against Rov Gavra. That's how Pashit. Beis Shammai Rov Chachma, Beis Hillel Rov Gavra. Look in the Chinuch in Mitzvah in Ches. The Ritvin Yevamos Yudalet Amid Aleph. And this isn't Muchra Bevasko. What was Muchra Bevasko? What was Muchra Bevasko is that you can follow Beis Hillel. You have Rov Gavra. You have Rov Chachma. The Baskol is telling you, like we said, that you can follow the Rov Gavra, you can follow Beis Hillel. So the Aruch Liner is not necessarily correct in his understanding. What do you do, Rov Chachma Keneged Rov Gavra? We're not sure, so that the Baskol tells us. You can follow... You could follow Beis Hillel. Not that Rov Gavra always beats Rov Chachma. No, maybe Rov Chachma is going to beat Rov Gavra. But in this instance of Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel, we're going to follow Beis Hillel, we're going to follow the Rov Gavra. So Aruch Liner says it's because we go after Rov Gavra. No, could be we don't go after Rov Gavra. Maybe you go after Rov Chachma. Just in this instance, you had we're not sure. So they tell us that when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue here with Beis Hillel, and wherever Beis Hillel argues Beis Shammai, follow Beis Hillel, almost always. So if there's no achra, we can foul the baskal. Not necessarily always. In the Sefer Shem Gedolim Lachida, in Mereches Yud Os Reshchav Beis, he asks on the Sefer Shutmen Hashemayim, the Sefer of Chalas and Shuvas that were answered from Shemayim, how is he somich on this? Lo b'shemayim hi? So the answer is, Rav Avadya has a very, very beautiful tshuva. Chelek Aleph, Simanim Lametestim, Em Aleph, if I remember correctly. L'orech l'roichav, this whole name of Lo b'shemayim hi. So based on what we said, Teretz is pashra, you can be somich on it. If you don't have achra, you can follow with the baskol, you can follow him in a shemayim. And it's like the machlokas beis shammai beis hillel. You can do what they're showing you in a shemayim. Menachas tezayin ye rava de achazia bechelmo. It should be the will that I should see it in a dream. I ain't sham. That his suffix should be solved, resolved in a dream. Because you're allowed to. If you're not sure, you're allowed to go with shemayim. Because some Bukhoris not from the Vavam and Aleph Rashi, Dibur Maschle, Richo Zoy. Bukhoris Daf Hey, Menachos Pet Alam Beis, Babas Daf Kum Gomam Beis, Mesir Tzashas. So, Mogum Sufek, you can be Makabel, Machroz Shemaim, Kachroz Chochem. And it's only the Torah Lobe Shemaim. Torah Lobe Shemaim means that Shemaim and Amachria. They can't decide for us, but they can express their opinion. Ayin Begumar Shabbos Daf Kuv Chesam and Aleph. What's the din? Are you allowed to write the Tefillin Al Gabe or Shel Dog Tor? So he answered, Yavo Eliyahu V'yoymar. Eliyahu is going to come and tell us. Where says, what's Pshat? Eliyahu is going to come and tell us. Ilay mi disle or idlesle or hachazin and disle. Eliyahu is going to tell us if it has skin or it doesn't have skin. We see that it has skin. V'chule. Elay mi yavo Eliyahu V'yomar ipaska zoyam aminem lo paska zoyam aminem. Did the zoyama leave this fish? Is it impure or pure? So can you write tefillin on it or not? So Rashi writes, Sibur Maschel Mayim Yavoy. Heter v'Isser ain't toloi bo de lo b'shamayimi. Heter and Isser aren't toloi in Eliyahu lo b'shamayim. Maritz Chayis asked, Miteku shebishas. That the Sifrei Kolam say, what's shot in teku? And the Maritz says teku, I always say it sounds like some sort of Japanese martial arts. Teku pshat is tish biyatar, it's kushisubayas. What do you mean tish biyatar, it's kushisubayas? Lo b'shamayimi. Like Rashi says in the Gemara, heter v'isser ain't talibo, the lo b'shamayimi. So what's the pshat? How can it be makabel v'achrof lo b'shamayimi? Tishbi Atari, it's Kushi Subayas. So based on what we said, we understand. You can be Makabal Achroas Eliyahu Alpi Shamayim. The teku is the Achroav Chazal, she could base the Nagoda, Lion Kuntris Dibre Sober Vulchon and Simon Dalit. They were Makabal Achroas Eliyahu, Vizemachayevotam, Kuchol Kviat Beidin. They were Makabal is Achroa. So we don't always have teku. If you don't say teku, they were makabel achra. But if they do say teku, then they are makabel achra. So that Gemara in Shabbos, that Mar Brei de Ravina asked from Nachum Bar Yitzchak, there the Gemara doesn't say achra mechayevus lekabel achra tzeliyo. So therefore we have a kash of lo b'shamayimi. But if they say to be makabel eliyo, then you can be makabel eliyo, because that's the opinion we're going to accept. In the Birkei Yosef and Arachaim and Simon Lamed Beis, the Sif Kotten Dalit, he brings from the ghost from Betzal Ashkenazi in Gidden, Davog Omed Beis, that the Rebbe Yatar found Eliyahu, he's talking to Eliyahu Anovi, Sefrek the Velt, since Eliyahu was hanging out with Rebbe Yatar, so why didn't he ask him all the takers in the Gemara? Ayin Sham, he says there were two Eliyahus. So that writes the name of the Rashba in what they call Chedushi HaRashba in Menachos, Mem Hayom Beis. He writes there that Elio Yochel Afarish Dinim Ein Shaman what's Mechona the Chedushi HaRashba. What do you mean Elio could be Mefarish Dinim? What about the Gemara in Shabbos that we quoted? Ein Adin Nikbal Pi Elio? So you want to tell me there are two Elios? It's one thing, but don't tell Elio could be Mefarish Dinim. The Gemara says Elio is not Nikbal Pi Elio. And the Birke Yosef says Alpeo is not Alpi Nevuah. Elai de Chochma. Also look in the Riz Alevi on Parshas Pinchas that Pshitus Alide Elio because Elio is Meseder HaKabbalah. The Rambam writes when we tzad that he's part of the Chachmei Torah Shebaal Peh, we can be Mekabel Zachra. But the Birkei Yosef asks, then why in the Gemara does it say, what's the problem with Menachem Bar Yitzchak? Then when Eliyahu comes and says, maybe he doesn't mean Mitzad Nevuah. Why are we asking? Oh, Eliyahu can't tell us. Maybe it's not Mitzad Nevuah. Maybe it's Mitzad Chochma. And therefore he can be Machriya. So what's the Gemara's Kasha B'chlam? So he says, Yesh Li Yashev. So based on what we said, we can say like this. That the Shita Mukubetis in Gittin is talking about a Teku. That we were Koveya to be Somech on Eliyahu. And therefore he says, so then why didn't he just ask, wherever you'll be out there, ask Eliyahu to answer all the Tekus? And the Rashba there is talking about the Gemara, Mikras Elio Asid L'Darsha. And the Gemara says you can be Somech on it. So Elio can be Mefarish Dinim, as long as we allow him to. But the Gemara in Shabbos, it's not a Psak based in Shel HaShas, Lismoch al Elio. And therefore, if it's not, we don't have a Psak to follow him, then why do we say Lo B'Shamayimi? Then how can we follow him? Lo B'Shamayimi. If it's a psak to follow, we can follow him. If not, not. Maritz Chayis and Chulin Daf Lamed Vav, Rashi there writes, Besafek, Yesh Nel Shchila Metchila Bat Sof, or not. Is Shchita considered the entire process or only when it's over? Only at the end. That it's totally the olam. Rashi says, what's pshat? Pshat is until Eliyahu Nabi comes. He'll tell us. Aye, the Gemara in Shabbos says we don't follow Eliyahu. The answer is, Rav Chisda there and the Rav Chia there in the Gemara, Rav Chia, Rav Chisda, whoever it was, he could be Makabel D'Achra. And the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about a case of being Mechayiv Mar Brei D'Ravina. If he's not Makabel D'Achra, he doesn't have to follow Eliyahu. You can choose to follow Eliyahu if you're one of the Chachamei Torah Shebaal Peh. But it's not Mechayiv. But if you want it, you can. That's the Gemara in Chulin's talking about. So now we can come. We had a steer in the Rambam in Halacha Aleph and Halacha Dalet. In Halacha Aleph, Perek Tes V'Sileh Torah, so the Rambam says that a Navi Sheker is somebody who's adding or subtracting from the Torah, going against the Torah. And in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says that even he's not going against the Torah, he's just deciding, passing Halacha based on Nevuah. So now we can explain Pshat in the Rambam. So we ask, so why didn't the Rambam in Halacha Aleph say what he said in Halacha Dalet? What's the difference? In Halacha Aleph, it's mashma if he's going against the Torah. So Pshat is that since the whole inyan of Lo B'Shamayimi is mitzad et ha'chura b'Torah, is al pi yud gimel midos, shenim surah, lahachri al yadam. Oh, nina b'loba shemayim is that we're machriya b'torah based on the 13 midos that were given over, and we decide based on your gimel midos. That's only b'kviyas halacha. But let's say you're adding or subtracting, or you're saying that the mitzvahs are only for a certain time, like Rambam was talking about halacha aleph. That has nothing to do with what's nimser l'chachamim. Adarabah, this koach, if it really existed, is only by shemayim, because the chachamim can only tell us what's already in the Torah, but now it's not in the Torah. So then, why are you killing the Nabi? Because it's sheker. It's not that he's going against the hachra of the chachamim. The chachamim have no koach hachra to be mostly for gorei or to say the Torah is only for a limited time. It's only a Nabi who could do that, but if he it would be emes. But since we know that he can't, so it's sheker, so he's killed out Snavi sheker. The Rambam says it's against the Torah. Torah lo tishtana, Torah doesn't change. So that's shtana halacha aleph, that he's telling you that the Torah is changing, and it's not going against the chachamim. And halacha dalet, the Rambam is talking about being machuya the halacha. That I was told that you have to follow this halacha. No, lo b'shemayimi, and that's why it's chayiv misa. So it's not shver what the Ketzav Mishnah said, that halacha aleph it's mashim is only if it's against the Torah. But the fact that in halacha aleph he doesn't say that even if it's not against the Torah, because in halacha dalet he's not going against the Torah. He's just being machriya halacha. So it's against the mashmos of halacha aleph that it's only if it's against the Torah. Because pshat is there are two different halachas. Tzvei dinam achaluk miyisur gidram, as they say in Brisk. In halacha aleph the Rambam is telling us that the Navi can't go against the Torah, because the Torah is forever and the Torah can't be added or subtracted. It has nothing to do with Chachamim. Chachamim will never have the power to add or subtract. So Rambam is telling us that he can't go against the Torah. If he tries to, he's a sheker. And halacha aleph, the machayiv is that it's sheker telling us to go against the Torah. And halacha dalet, the Rambam is telling us something different. Chadal, the Rambam is telling us that he's not allowed to go against the Achorav Chachamim. You can't say, oh, you have to follow what I said. No, you don't have to follow what a Navi says. The Rambam writes in Halacha Dalet. Rambam writes, he's a Navi Sheker. So pshat is that here he's going against, you can't say that God told me that you have to follow me and not listen to Chachamim. Not true. So even though it's not Neged HaTorah, but he's still a Navi Sheker. It's a different type of Sheker. Sheker in halacha aleph is that he's going against the Torah. Torah can't change. Sheker in halacha dalet is that he's being machriya. It's not his place to be machriya. So Baruch Hashem, we've made some serious advancement in the sugya, and b'siyata d'shmaya b'ritzos Hashem darkenu, we have a lot more to talk about, and I hope Hashem gives us the koach and the Moach and the Simchas Chaim to get to it. And we should be Zoche Lilmodu Lamed Lishmor Belasos Ulekaimus Kol Divrei Salmo Taroso Biahava Amen Biamen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.